Mike Smith has ridden more than 5,300 winners in his Hall of Fame career. On Saturday, he rides his champion filly Songbird in the Grade 1 Santa Anita Oaks and the rapidly improving three-year-old colt Dancing Candy in the Santa Anita Derby. Mike, combined, you are a perfect 9-for-9 with those two horses. What's the secret, man?
Wow, I never thought of it that way. You know, just getting the opportunity to ride two talented, very talented horses. Songbird's, as we all known and have seen since she's two, has been just, you know, dominating the competition and hopefully will continue to do so. And then, like you said, as far as Dancing Candy goes, I mean, he just all of a sudden popping onto the scene and it's opening up some eyes a little. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they both do tomorrow. We've got a lot of rain this afternoon and more predicted for tomorrow. So it's going to be an off track, which neither one of them have run on. Although Magali de Oro has shown that they've run well in the mud. You never know until you have to do it. But they're both training really, really well, and I'm expecting some pretty great, all goes well. I'm expecting some pretty great efforts out of both of them.
Well, let's start with Songbird. Perfect 6-for-6. What makes her so good, Mike?
All the above, man. She's just very talented. She's just fast. She's really, really fast. She's got a lot of stamina. She's got a great mind that goes along with the ability. Her balance is incredible. I mean, you just feel like you're just floating along. I mean, you know, some horses you have to help or hold up or something like that. And I mean, you just basically put your hands down with her and she's just so smooth. There's no wasted action. What makes any great horse great? I can't honestly tell you what it all is, but whatever it is, she's got it and seems to have more of it in there. So I hope we never have to see how much better she is. As far as things go now, as long as she continues to just do what she's been doing, I've been by far good enough. There's no telling how good she really could be. Like I said earlier, it's scary to even think about.
You know, you've had the privilege to be aboard some legendary racehorses in your career. Holy Bull, Zenyatta, Lure, Azari, Game On Dude, and the list goes on and on. Describe what it's like to be in the saddle with horses who are that special.
Well, they're just a different, it's just like getting into a different car. to put it into a way that maybe someone who's never been on a horse could understand. I mean, you get into a Prius and then you get into a Ferrari. I mean, it's just two totally different feelings. And that's kind of the way it is with a good horse. I mean, you sit on a good horse's back. I mean, you know, as soon as they walk, just the way they walk, their balance, the way they stride, the way they carry themselves, it's just better than the others, you know.
Well, she's been better than everybody else throughout her career so far. Let's hope that continues. Let's move on to Dancing Candy, Mike, and look back on that San Felipe for a minute. He continues to improve with every start. How good was that race?
Yeah, I mean, that was a very good race. I mean, you had almost like Exaggerator in there, More Spirit, the same ones that are going to be in there tomorrow that have been highly regarded all since they were two or early on in the Derby Trail. More Spirit being, in the top three as far as the favorites go for the Derby. So, to be able to beat them like he did the other day was pretty impressive. Now, each race is different, and there's more speed in there this time. So we just got to see what he does. And again, it could be an off track, so I'm not sure, how he'll handle it. But if he'll run like he's been running, I see him, just running another big race. Or where that puts him, we're not going to find out until tomorrow. But, I mean, I see him running really big.
Well, if he runs big, you'll be back on your way to Louisville again. You may be there anyways, whether it's with Dancing Candy or with somebody else. But let's face it, Mike, you've ridden in 21 Kentucky Derbies. You've won it with Giacomo in 05. I talked to you before the Derby last year. You told me how much it means to you. At this point in your career, and I don't know how much longer Mike Smith is going to continue riding, but what would it mean to have that second Kentucky Derby trophy at this point?
Oh, it'd be incredible, man. I couldn't put in words what it means, to be honest with you. I mean, I've been blessed to to have ridden some really, really good horses, some very live horses in the Derby, and not, you know, able to win it. I can't tell you how many times I've been second. But to get up and you know, to finally get, you know, the opportunity to see what it felt like with Giacomo, man, it just makes you want it even that much more. And you know, given the opportunity that I've had, I feel like I should have more than one. I've been very blessed to have had some really live mounts in the Derby. So to get another one under my belt would be, like I said, I couldn't even put in words what it would mean.
Well, you described it last year as needing a horse that makes moves and counter moves. That's critical to winning the Kentucky Derby. Does Dancing Candy seem like that type of horse to you?
It's hard to say, to be honest with you, Mike, right now, because he's only done one thing, and that's go to the lead and continue to run on the lead. But you know, and run quick. But in saying that, no one's just been quick enough to get in front of him. Now, if that's the case, you know, tomorrow we'll find out what he does. You know, come sitting just off of it. But for someone to do it, I mean, they're gonna have to sacrifice themselves a bit to do it, because he's naturally quick, and I'm not gonna take away nothing that comes easy. Let's put it that way. So, you know, if the opportunity presented itself and I was able to sit off somebody, well that's fine. But I'm going right now, as far as I'm concerned. My intent is being on the lead. So we certainly won't find out tomorrow if that's the case, if I have anything to say about it anyway.
Mike, all the best on Saturday. Really appreciate the time, and all the best making your way back to Churchill Downs. I'll look forward to seeing you when you get there, my friend.
Man, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Mike, and I appreciate you having me on.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Yes, sir.